Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast Khayal. Today, we're going to be talking about three very important terms commonly used in Hindustani music, namely Thaat, Raag and Swara. First, let us start with Swara. Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, Ni are the seven Swaras with the help of which the learning of music starts. There are seven pure notes and five varied notes. So altogether, there are 12 notes in one saptak or octave. The varied notes are called komal for the swaras re, ga, dha, ni and are called tivra for the swara ma. Now that we've understood the concept of swara, let us talk about raag. A raag is a framework of certain musical notes, 5, 6 or 7, which form a pleasing and rhythmic combination. The melodic pattern generates a typical mood, unique to the raag and poses delightful to the listeners. In a raag, the swara sa is always present. Both ma and pa cannot be absent together in any raga. Both vikrit and shuddha swaras, that is, varied and pure notes, can be present together in a raga, but not adjacent to each other. Every raga has a specific singing time. No raga can be framed with less than 5 swaras. The jati tells us the number of swaras used in any raga. All ragas are bound by rules related to its principal note, the vadi swar. Each raga has the following: a scale, which specifies the pitches used in a musical piece; an arohana, the ascending form of the scale; avrohana, the descending form of the scale; pakkad, a mini melody that defines the raga; vadi swar, the most important swar of the raga; samvadi swar, the second most important swar of the raga. These elements form an extended skeletal melody called the chalan. Once a musician masters a chalan, he can expand and improvise on it while preserving the essence of a raga. A raag originates from a thaat. There are 10 thaats in Hindustani classical music, namely Bilawal, Khamaj, Kafi, Asavari, Bhairav, Bhairavi, Kalyan, Marwa, Purvi and Todi. The thaat is not sung, rather the raag. Thaat always has 7 swaras, neither less nor more. Thaat can be understood as a parent scale. There is no concept equivalent to thaat in Western classical music. Because thaat is not a tool for composition of music, rather a basis for classification of ragas. The modern thaat system was created by Pandit Vishnu Narayan Bhatkhande. So that was a bit about raag, thaat and swar. I hope this episode was informative and you all learned something new today. See you next week with a new topic. Bye.